main results of the British Antarctic Expedition of 1907 under my command are as follows. We reached a point within 97 geographical miles of the South Pole, the only thing that stopped us from reaching the actual point was the lack of 50 pounds of food. Another party reached for the first time the South Magnetic Pole. Another party reached the summit of a great active volcano, Mount Erebus. We made many interesting geological and scientific discoveries and had many narrow escapes throughout the whole time. A typical narrow escape was when we were going up the great glacier towards the pole. We were marching along, three of us harnessed to one sledge in very bad light. Our last pony was being led by another man with the 500 pounds of stores. All of a sudden, we heard a shout of help from the man behind. We looked round and saw him supporting himself by his elbow on the edge of a cavern. There was no sign of a pony, and the sledge was dashed with a plow into the mouth. We rushed back and helped the man out, and then hauled the sledge out. Then we lay down to have a look, but nothing but a blank shout remained below. The pony may have fallen 1,000 or 1,500 feet. Anyhow, he's gone. What has happened to this? We, the first three, with our weightless limiters, crossed in safely, in the bad light, the bridge over an unseen cavern. The weight of the pony following crashed through, but the three will hear the sledge snap, and that saved the sledge. The man leading the pony said that he just felt a rushing sort of wind. The rope was torn out of his hand. He suddenly fell forward and got to safety. After this, these four men had 1,000 pounds to pull, and we were unable to pull the whole load at once, so we had to relay. That is, we hauled half our load for a mile, then we walked back a mile, and then we hauled the other half up. So for every mile we gained to the south, we had to cover three to do it. And slowly we arose up the largest and the longest glacier in the world, some days spending...